Providers to people with developmental disabilities say they want their employees to earn more money. Steve Kroll with NYSARC says many staffers earn less than $15 an hour right now.
We support giving them pay hikes because their work is incredibly important. They get a tremendous amount of education and training to do that work. They work around the clock.
But he says salaries that the groups pay are tied to Medicaid contracts that they hold with New York State, and the Medicaid reimbursements were frozen for years under Governor Cuomo. Kroll says without a subsidy, they're left with no good choices.
We will end up either having to reduce the services we provide or having to have less staff, which is a horrible, horrible outcome.
My name is Arthur Mims, and I'm from the Independent Residence.
Arthur Mims, who is head of a self-advocacy group, spoke along with one of his caretakers, Tiffany Torres. Mims says Torres helps him with many things and deserves more money.
Takes a lot of us on appointments, and she cares about us. We were happy to have her when she became a staff at the Independent Residence, and we really want to keep her here more.
Torres is a certified medical worker and direct support professional. She says in the past, neglect of the disabled has led to dire consequences.
You cannot forget the horrors that come when you cut staff, when you cut funding. Look up Willowbrook. We know the history. We don't want to go back there.
Governor Cuomo has sent mixed messages about whether he will provide state subsidies to the developmentally disabled providers, as well as other not-for-profits that hold contracts with the state for services to the disabled, as well as home health care. Last month, Cuomo said he'd consider the matter as long as the providers were not making excess profits. Speaking this week after a rally to promote the $15 minimum wage, Cuomo said in the past, though, when the minimum wage has gone up, the state has not made up the difference in costs to the not-for-profits.
We raise the minimum wage all the time. We've raised it about 8 times over the past couple of decades. We have never adjusted the contracts to reflect the minimum wage increase.
But Kroll with NYSARC says the state also has never proposed raising the wage so high so fast.
There's no precedence of raising the minimum wage 65% over 6 years. There's no precedence of holding us to no funding increase for 6 straight years, no cost of living increase.
The groups did receive a 4% increase in last year's budget. They say that was retroactive, though, to an 8-year period. Catholic Church leaders also brought up the issue in a meeting with Governor Cuomo. The church runs hospitals as well as Catholic charities. They're also dependent on Medicaid reimbursements for large portions of their budgets. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan, in an interview with public radio and TV, says Cuomo told him he would consider helping the Catholic groups.
We're not going to be able to meet that. So all we said to the governor is, hey, we're with you. Just make sure, in one way, we're an employee of yours in providing service, so make sure the money you give us allows us to pay that minimum wage, too. And he said, good point.
So you think that will end up in the budget?
I think so.
Dolan says the church supports a living wage for workers, but leaves the exact amount up to the experts. The cardinal gave the blessing at the governor's minimum wage rally that was held at the state capitol. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.